Jetzt kann ich sagen, ich habe gerade gesagt, wenn wir hören, dass heute da Flamme Tess. Sagt die mal, Rava bar Rav Huna said, once a Sefer Torah has been opened, it's also to speak at all, even in Dvar Halacha. We learn from the passage that says, Uve Pischoi am Omdu Kol Ha'om. And Omdu, in this context is understood to mean remaining silent. There, in the name of Chisda said, we learn it from the passage that says, V'oznei kol ha'om el sefer ha'toyra. Yerushim Alevi said, a kohen who did not wash his hands may not do birchas kahan. This is learned from the pasuk that says, Su'u yideichem kodesh uvarchu es Hashem. Tamidim eskei Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua. What schus did you have that gave you a long life? He told him, I never used a shul as a shortcut. I never stepped on the heads of the people, meaning he didn't walk past them as they sat on the floor, which would give the appearance of if he's stepping on their heads. And I never said birchas kahan without making the bracha first. What bracha does the kohen make before birchas kahanim? Rav Zeir, in the name of Chisda, said, he says, "Asher kedushanim mikdushosoi shel arim v'tzivanu levorich es ama Yisrael bi'ahava." What does the kohen say as he begins to walk to the front of the shul to say birchas kahanim? Mara says, he says, "May it be your will, Hashem, that the bracha you have commanded us to give to the Yidden should not have any stumbling block or avera." What does the kohen say when he finishes birchas kahanim? Rav Chisda was with Rav Ukva, and he darshened that the kohen says, "Ribono shel olam, we have done as you have decreed upon us. May you also do with us what you have promised us." Hashkifa me'ayin kachacha, me'ayin kachacha, etc. Zok Gemara Rav Chisda said the kahanim may not move their hands from the position of birchas kahanim until they first turn around from facing the people. Rav Zeir in the name of Chisda said the chazan may not call out kahanim until the tzibra has completed answering amen to the bracha of moedim. Also, the kahanim may not begin the bracha until the chazan has completed the word kahanim. Also, the people may not say amen to the birchas kahanim until the kahanim have completed the bracha. Also, the kahanim may not begin the next part of the bracha until the people have finished saying amen to the previous bracha. Rav Zeir in the name of Chisda said the kahanim may not turn around from facing the people until the chazan begins saying the bracha of Sim Shalom. And they may not walk away from where they're standing until the chazan finishes the bracha of Sim Shalom. Rabbi Zeir in the name of Chisda said that people may not say amen to birchas ha-Torah until the bracha is completed. Also, the reader of the Torah may not begin reading until the people have completed saying amen. Also, the one who reads the Targum should not begin reading until the one who reads from the Torah has completed reading the pasuk. Finally, the one who reads the Torah should not begin the next pasuk until the one who reads the Targum has completed the Targum on the previous pasuk. Rav Tanchum in the name of Rav Shmuel Levi said, the one who reads the Haftorah must read from the Torah first. He also said the Haftorah should not be read until the Torah has been rolled up, meaning Galila. He also said, because back then the Torah would be kept outside the shul in a safe place, and it was when it was needed for the reading, it would be brought into the shul and decorations would be put around the bima, so the people would not leave the shul until the Torah was taken out first. So he said that the gabbai should take out the Torah to allow the people to leave and only then remove the decorations. He also said the people should not leave the shul until the Torah has been taken off the bima. Shmuel said they may not leave until the Torah itself has left. The Mar says they don't argue. Shmuel Levi is discussing where there is a second door in the shul and the people may leave from that door, from that second door, even though the Torah hasn't left yet. Shmuel is talking about there's only one door and therefore they have to wait until the safe Torah itself has left. Rava said Shmuel's view was explained by Rav Ahino as being based on the pasuk of Achri Hashem Alekechem Telechu. Zakti Gemara Vaita, the Gemara says that as the Kehanim give the brachas, the people there say three psukim corresponding to the three brachas. There are different psukim said at Shachris, at Musuf, and at Mincha on a fast day, and at Nila on Yom Kippur. When exactly are the psukim said? Rav Yosef said, after the Kehanim finish each of the brachas. Rav Sheisha said, at the time that the name of Hashem is said by the Kehanim. Rav Mari and Rav Zud argue, one says that one pasuk is said at each of these intervals, and the other says that all three psukim are said at each of these intervals. Rav Chiya Bar Abba said, these psukim are only said for Birchas Kehanim at the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Chanina Papa said, the psukim are never said, as it wouldn't be respectful to be saying something as we're receiving a bracha from Hashem. Rav Acha Bar Chanina said these psukim must be said even outside of the Beis HaMikdash because it's not proper to get a bracha from Hashem and not respond to show our appreciation. Rav Avohu said, initially I would say the psukim. However, when I saw that Rabbi Abba of Aku did not say them, I also did not say them anymore.